Yeah.
Yeah. What?
What?
Skirt.
Skirt.
Yeah, I'm too white to pull anything off. Yeah.
Lana Soder, what's up, everybody?
Hey guys, thanks for joining.
Coming at you on episode 13.
Yep, lucky 13
of season 6.
It's Taylor Swift's favorite number.
6 or 13?
13.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Why? Is that the number of guys that she breaks up with a year?
No. There's an important reason she likes it. But yeah, no, I can't believe we're at episode 13.
I can't believe we're at season 6.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes. We've got over 100, I believe, on Spotify now.
Yes.
Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Don't ask me what they all are, because I can't even remember them off the top of my head.
We're on some other ones, too. I don't remember what they are, but I got a notification that we're on some other format. So if you listen to a podcast somewhere in the world, you can probably get Law and Disorder.
Yes. We're not on, like, the one obscure podcasting platform.
No, we're on that one, too, but we're not.
We're not only on that one.
Yes. That's correct. So what's up, everybody? We're here. Let's start with thanking the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music, as always, and Young Ideas Dish for your dish and Google product needs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sponsors.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. So we're here and we're talking about something that's like, it's not happy, I guess. It's kind of sad.
It's kind of meh. Yeah.
It's like a blah one.
I mean,
we can't all be just... We'll make it fun, but we can't just be all...
We'll put our banter in it, but today we're going to be talking about things that people no longer buy because they got too expensive. And we're not going to be talking high level like cars or homes. We all know those markets are crazy, but like actual everyday things that maybe once we kind of explain it to y'all, you'd be like, oh man, I don't buy that stuff anymore either. I was kind of shocked and I read some of these and I was like, man... I don't buy that anymore.
Yeah. And then now you're like, oh, that's why I don't buy it anymore. Mm-hmm. I got priced out of the market.
Inflation.
So let's get going. What we got?
Okay. First up, something everybody gets. Whether you love them or not, you get them. DiGiorno frozen pizzas.
I'm not the biggest fan of DiGiorno, but I enjoy frozen pizzas.
Okay. How much do you pay for a frozen pizza?
Okay. So back in the day, I used to do the Totino's pizzas in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were like, I think in college they were like 75 cents, maybe a dollar. And they were round. They were big. Like, you can't, I'm over here visualizing. They were big and they were round. And now they're small and they're square or maybe rectangle. And they cost like $3. Because I think we were at the store the other day and I looked over and I'm like, holy crap, they're expensive.
Whoa. I've never seen a Totino's pizza at that price before.
You probably never seen a round one either.
No, I've had round ones.
Okay.
But they were small. Like, they were not big at all.
No, they were pretty big. I mean, not super big, but... So, we're talking about DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah, this example is pulling up DiGiorno and how they used to be $5 and now they're like $10.
DiGiorno used to be the expensive pizza. That was the one that's like, you know, I got paid today. I'm going to the grocery store because I got paid today. I got money. Broke college kid, I got money. I'm gonna go get me some pizza. It's like, I'm gonna get some DiGiorno.
Was that considered the good pizza too?
Yes, that was considered the good pizza.
I've never liked DiGiorno pizza.
Like, that was the one that you would get when you weren't like, that was one step below like Domino.
Delivery.
Yeah, delivery, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
But that was their thing. Like, don't get delivery, get DiGiorno. But to me, that pizza is all bread. I hate it.
So. It's $10 for a DiGiorno pizza now?
Yeah, I'm like $8 to $10 now for DiGiorno pizza.
For a DiGiorno pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yep.
That's expensive.
I would rather go get a single slice of pizza at like a real pizzeria, even if I have to pay $8 for one slice. That would still taste way better.
You realize you can get two... It's the carryout thing at Domino's. They used to be $5.99, now they're $6.99, but it's like two for $6.99 each. You can get a two-topping pizza for $6.99. Because we get that. I mean, for like $15, you know, I think four of us can eat on it. So.
Yeah, just get that. Don't get the crappy frozen pizza.
No, and you only get one.
Oh, gosh. Ugh.
So frozen pizza.
Okay, on the topic of food, just in general, fast food. I don't get a lot of fast food anymore. I can't tell you the last time I went to Whataburger or McDonald's or Chicken Express or Chick-fil-A. Those are like my go-tos, and I don't go to any of them anymore.
So where I live and where I work, our town is still, you know, it's small, but it's got a lot of fast food. And they're starting, there's some local eateries down there in the area. But we were talking about that, like, every time we're like, oh, we're doing for lunch. Oh, let's do McDonald's. I'm like, no, I'm not going to spend $11. Let's go to Burger King. No, that's $10. Whataburger, $12. Chipotle is the cheapest, I guess, quote unquote, fast food. You can get a Chipotle bowl for like $9 on a good day. And then we got some local mom and pop places that we go to. We're like, oh, you can eat here for like $7-$8. But no, like all that whole like value menu crap is gone. Gone. Like their idea of a dollar menu now is like a $3 menu.
I mean, that's, I distinctly remember when I was little, like toddler up to like first grade-ish. I remember my mom taking me and my siblings to McDonald's all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's not because she was a bad mom and fed us unhealthy food, but because it was so cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, she would get stuff off the dollar menu, we'd get our Happy Meals, and it was a cheap way for her to feed us.
Yeah.
Like, during lunch, because, like, my parents weren't rich. My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
So that's what she did.
So you'll be shocked to hear this one. Back in, this was, like, the late 80s, early 90s. Taco Bell on Sunday night used to do, I think it was, like, 29-cent tacos. Like, just the regular crunchy tacos. And there were five of us. And my mom would buy, I think, 10 or 12 of them. And we between five of us, we had tacos. And then my mom would make rice and beans. And that was our dinner on Sundays. And it was like 10 or 12. And for like $3 or $4, she could feed all of us.
That's crazy.
Because we always had rice and beans. So that was no big deal. But
I don't know if, like, if I saw a 29-cent taco today, I don't know if I would trust it.
No. And then granted, back in the 80s and the 90s, they were bigger too. So you got to take that into consideration. Everything was bigger. So you're overpaying for fast food and it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Yeah, fast food, stay away from that if you can.
I do. I eat at home a lot. Or if I go out to eat, I'm at a full service restaurant.
Because it costs almost the same.
Mm-hmm. Minus tip, yeah.
It costs almost a day. You can go to like Chili's. Like Chili's has like three for, what is it, the little lunch thing?
Oh, three for 10?
Yeah, 10 mm-hmm. or I think it's $11 now. But it's like you get an appetizer, you get a meal, and you get a drink for like 10, $12. It's cheaper to do that than to go to Whataburger.
Mm-hmm. And the food's better.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, here's a good one that everyone buys. Coca-Cola. This person said they bought their husband a 12-pack, and it was $9.
Gosh, $9?
Yep.
So I don't drink a lot of soda in the house. I drink it if it's there. And Myrna, she buys it, but she only buys it like if she can get it on sale. Because a lot of grocery stores do have like 3 for $12 or whatever. But it used to be like 3 for $7. Like 3 12-packs for $7. Now it's like 3 for $12 or something. But yeah, like when I go grocery shopping, you know, she usually does it all online. But when I go grocery shopping, I'm like, oh, I really want Coca-Cola. Or I really want a Dr. Pepper. I'm going to go get a 12-pack. I'm like, $7? $6? What the heck?
Yeah.
But you do get it on sale like around major holidays. So like my mom has like a buttload of, she always has drinks, like sodas and water and beer. Because we always have gatherings. Mm-hmm. She always has like Bounty paper towels and paper plates and all that. And she always buys it like around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Right now, you know, during the summer holidays, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day and all that. She's always buying it because she knows we're always going to use it. It's like stuff that won't go bad because we drink it fast enough and we use it fast enough. But yeah, she's always buying it when it's on sale. Because like if it's not on sale, if it's like in the dead of like February, it's expensive. You know, if there's no major holiday going on, it's expensive.
We don't drink a lot of soda either. We use it mainly for mixers. So I only buy soda when it's like you mentioned, the 3 for $12. Or if like I'm having a big get together, I might buy one or two of the like big liter bottles. Mm-hmm. But I've also noticed that when I buy soda, I always buy the cans. I never buy bottles because the bottles are more expensive.
Yeah.
They charge more for plastic.
Yeah. They're super expensive.
Yeah. So I always buy cans. always. I never buy glass. I never buy plastics. I'm like, why would I pay more for the same product?
But you normally will get a deal on those, not at Walmart or Target, but you will get a deal on them at the grocery stores. Walmart and Target don't really have like three for whatever specials. It's usually at the grocery stores.
Yep, like Kroger.
Yeah, and don't even try to go to like, what's that place? CVS or Walgreens. Mm-hmm. You're paying retail for that stuff.
This one made me sad. Live concerts. Yes. We could talk the rest of the episode about this, but this one really hit home for me. Because pre-COVID, I was getting into a phase where I was going to a lot of outdoor concerts, mm-hmm. especially in like the spring and the summertime. I went to a lot of country concerts. I saw some like old school 80s concerts.
Yeah.
Really, really fun. You know, COVID happened, whatever. Couldn't go. It's fine. And now I don't go to concerts anymore. Because, you know, I used to buy tickets to concerts for $80, maybe mm-hmm. $60. Granted, the seats were high up. I'm not saying they were great seats, but they were decent and I still had a great time. I'm paying $60 in fees now.
Yeah. You're paying $60 to park.
Yes. At least. Yes. That's what's so crazy to me is that not only do I pay, you know, $500 for two mediocre tickets to go to this thing, then I have to pay an extra $60 to park.
Yeah.
And then I have to spend $10 on one cup of soda. You know, if I want popcorn, that's another $8 for crappy popcorn.
So we go to...
We apologize for the dogs in the background.
They're fine. So when we go to Vegas, we always try to go, because we go to Vegas pretty often, but we always try to go see a show that's like in a residency. So like right now, Katy Perry and Usher and all them are doing residency. So we always try and catch one if we can. One, the venues are smaller. Their venues only hold maybe 3,000 to 5,000 people at most. So it's like, you might pay more for a ticket, but it's still a better seat than what you would get if you go to like a stadium mm-hmm. or even an arena. I mean, because there's only 5,000 people in there, 4,000 people in there. But you end up spending the same on a drink as you would at the ballpark or at an arena. It's just a more intimate setting. So, like, that's the only thing I can tell you is, like, if you got the money, just go see them when they're in Vegas at a residency because it's always cheaper.
Or I guess any smaller venue.
Yeah, but very rarely do you see anybody play at a smaller venue because I don't think there's as much money in those. I think they make more money at the stadiums. A la Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
making billions of dollars, whatever she's going to make on this dang tour.
And they can probably do less shows then, like less shows at bigger venues. And if they did smaller venues, they'd probably have to do more shows to try to reach more people.
Yeah, but the bigger venues, they suck. Unless you're in the 100 or 200 level, they suck. If you're in the 300, 400, 500 level on some of these big stadiums now, you can't even see the artist. You can't even hear them.
Can hear them. It just doesn't sound great.
No, it's all cavernous and.
Yeah, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah. So.
Here's one that my parents couldn't believe when I told them this. Cable television.
Cable television is high.
I don't have cable television. I don't have the need for it.
So, do you have anything? Like, do you have like Hulu Live or YouTube or whatever?
We have Hulu Live TV.
That costs as much as cable. Like, here's what we were talking about this with my mom and dad. So they just have Hulu Live. But then she's like, oh, well, we don't have Netflix. Because they used to share my Netflix and my HBO. You can't do that anymore. Well, it's like, mom, after we add HBO and we add Netflix and we add Peacock and Paramount, we're paying the same thing or more than what we were paying back in the day for cable. But it's just so expensive. Like, I would say any streaming service, like if you have multiples, it's just... I mean, think about it. Whenever Hulu and all that first started, it was like $39.99 a month. And now it's like $79 or $89. And there's always a random price increase.
We're not paying that much.
I think I'm paying $79.
Are you paying for like the commercial free version?
Yeah.
We don't pay for that.
No, that's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. I have the commercial free one.
I don't.
So yeah, I pay for the bougie one.
I like the one with commercials. Well, not that I like commercials, but the commercials. You can see how long the commercial is going to last, and it's never more than 2.5 minutes. It's like the longest one I've seen versus when I watch cable TV. I feel like the commercials are literally 5 or 6 minutes long.
Yes.
And I can't stand that.
Yeah, but it's expensive. Like, just to entertain at home is expensive. When they first started doing the quote-unquote cord cutting, it was like, oh, this is going to be cheaper because you're just going to have an internet bill and then you'll just have like bunny ears to watch local channels and you'll have a $10 Netflix. And then it's like all these things started having all these own entities and Netflix and Hulu and YouTube and blah, 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 you know, Paramount. Everybody's got their own thing now. And it's like, oh, it's only $5 a month. Yeah, but I've got 19 other things. It's not only $5 a month. Now it's $95 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, they got
marketing.
You. They got you $5 at a time.
Marketing. This is a good one. People don't buy clothes anymore.
Because it's expensive.
That's the whole point of this episode, Sergio. We're talking about expensive things.
I've got a 9-year-old and he's like a little man. I mean, he is a little man. He was measured today at the dentist's office. He's 5 foot tall.
Aw, he's getting so big.
I know, but he's 9. I still have another 9 more years to clothe him. Mm-hmm. And yes, he wears a smaller men's size. He's like an extra small. He's not a kid. He wears men's size clothes, men's size shorts, men's size shoes. I know. More than anybody, I know. Because it's, you know, when they're kids, they grow all the time and they're always getting stuff dirty and ruining it. Yeah, clothes is not cheap. And even the stuff that used to be cheap, like people would buy it on Amazon because they're like, oh, it's cheaper on Amazon. No, they figured that out too. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap now. What's that other new website they have now?
For clothes?
For like everything. That's kind of like Amazon.
Is it Shein?
No, there's another one that came out.
That just came out?
Or it's been out for a little bit. I forgot what my wife uses, but she just discovered that one.
Wayfair?
No.
Overstock?
No, it's another website like Amazon and Shein and all that stuff. And Wish. I forgot. But she started getting clothes from there. But I'm like, well, that's going to be cool until everybody figures it out. And then they'll jack up the price too. You know? I can't remember what that was called.
Yeah, clothes for me. It's so funny. I actually just downsized my closet. Donating a lot of clothes, not because I buy too many clothes, but because I don't get rid of clothes as I buy them. So mm-hmm. I've had clothes in there since high school, because since I've been was like a senior freshman in college, I've been the same size, so I can not to brag, but like I fit in a lot of the same clothes. And so if it's not worn out, I kept it in my closet. So I finally did a deep clean in there, took a bunch of stuff out. And now I kind of want to replace and, you know, revamp my wardrobe a little bit. But here's what I do to try to get cheaper prices. Hmm. You know, obviously holiday sales, semi-annual sales, stuff like that. But I buy my clothes in the opposite season of when I need mm-hmm. them. So like right now is the time that all the stores are going to have, you know, pants and sweaters and jackets on clearance. Mm-hmm. And then in December, January, that's when I buy all my swimsuits because that's when they're on clearance.
So lately, because for a while I was buying cheaper clothes, like cheaper brand stuff. But when I was younger, I used to wear like a lot of name brand stuff. And over the last year, I've been buying, I'm a Ralph Lauren guy. I like the shirts. And I was like, oh, the quality on these are better. And my wife's like, yeah, I've been telling you that for years. And it's like, I pay more for the shirt, but like through the dry cleaning process and let's not even get into how much that costs. But getting them laundered or dry cleaned is, they last longer. So, as opposed to me buying one from like Ross or whatever. And I don't buy them at the store. I go to Ross or Marshalls or TJ Maxx to buy my Ralph Lauren. But I've noticed that those things are still pretty good quality. They're, you know, I buy my jeans from Express. And I've had this, and I'm the same way. Like I buy them when they're on sale. But I'm one of those people that I wear the same, like I don't wear multiple shades of blue, like jeans. You know how they have so many shades now? I wear just like regular denim. Mm-hmm. And during the summer, I wear a lot of black, like golf slack or golf shorts. I have like 4 or 5 golf shorts. And it's gotten to the point where I'm always going to wear the same thing. You don't know I've worn those things twice that week or whatever. They're the same. Same thing with the jeans. I only have 3 or 4 pairs of jeans. I don't need 6 or 10 of them. But it's like I've learned like, okay, with my bottoms, it just got to be basic and nobody will know.
Basic bottom.
Nobody will know I've had that same pair of Nobody will know I've had the same pair of jeans for like 4 years. But I also bought a nicer quality. I paid a little bit more, but they've lasted longer.
Yep.
You know? And obviously I tried to get them on sale when I could because, again, they'll last longer. Mm-hmm. So what some people need to do is just like Google like those kind of reviews. Like which ones are actually good quality Not what looks good, but what actually, I mean, and they look good too. Don't get me wrong. Jeans have been the same forever. You know, they have different technology to make them like fit differently.
There's just different styles now.
But if you get into like a pattern of having similar colors and you're not getting all wild and out there, you can get away with it. So that's what I've learned as an old man.
Yeah, and like men are so easy because like you can go to the store and buy all your underwear in like a package, or you can buy all your undershirts in a package. Girls don't have that.
You can, but they're just not very comfortable. Now, I have heard that I should buy my underwear like that, you know, Tommy John's and all those bougie underwear, but I'm afraid to do that because then if I see what's on the other side, I might love it too much, and then I'll be spending $20 for one pair of underwear as opposed to $15 for five. I'm afraid to do that. Ignorance is bliss. I don't want to do that.
Okay, then don't take my advice.
On the underwear, at least. On the underwear.
Oh, this is a good one. Perfume. It's insanely expensive.
It is.
As it always has been.
Now, do you know the difference between like the Eau de Parfum and the Eau de Toilette and the...
I know it has something to do with like the perfume to water ratio.
So there is a parfum, or maybe, yeah, it's like parfum, Eau de Parfum, which is like a watered down parfum, and then Eau de Toilette, which is like the most watered down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't know this until I met Myrna. So what, I'm 41 now. I didn't know this until about 10 years ago. But it's like, you might spend maybe $20 more for that bottle of the parfum, but that bottle's going to last you longer because you only have to use one spray as opposed to like three or four sprays.
Mm-hmm.
And it sticks to, it actually lasts longer on you. Whatever the mixture is or whatever with your chemistry. So yeah, like I try not to buy the cheap stuff because I know I'm going to have to spend more of it anyways. So that's a little fun fact there you may have not known.
I have not bought perfume or Eau de Parfum, as you said, or the Eau de Toilette and all those. I actually haven't bought that kind of stuff in a while. I did ask for a bottle for my birthday, but typically if I want good smelling stuff for my skin, I either get lotion or I just get like the cheap body sprays. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're not as strong and I have to use more, but I also like to try new scents. So if I were to buy a really expensive parfum, I would have to love it so much that I'd be willing to wear it every day for years because that's how long it'll last. I like to use up a scent and try something new.
Well, and that's the other thing too, with going with my story on the scents, is you got to find something that you really like or something that, because there's people buy stuff based on a fad, just like fashion. It's a fad. It's like you got to buy a scent that's kind of neutral that can kind of like 10 years from now, it's still going to smell good. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing you gotta look at too, is you can't buy it just because it's the newest and the best.
Yeah, I don't think I've found mine yet. I've had perfumes that smell good, but none of them were like, oh, I could wear this forever.
Yeah, there's some out there.
I gotta find one.
That's a beating too to go. That's one thing you can't buy online. You have to like actually go and you gotta spray it and then you gotta put the little coffee thing up to your nose so mm-hmm. that you can get rid of the smell and then spray another thing. And I had to do that for Mother's Day.
I always end up sneezing and then I just, my eyes get watery and I just, it's this whole thing.
What else we got?
Oh gosh. Oh, candy.
Candy? What kind of candy?
Like any candy. Chocolate, Skittles, gummy bears, gum.
We went to somewhere the other day and they had the candy by the ounce. You know, like it was 75 cents an ounce.
Oh.
And they didn't have a scale. And it was me and my son Andrew. And then there was this lady and her daughter. And the lady said, there's no scale over here. I said, don't worry. They got a scale up front, I'm sure, at the cash register. And Andrew picked out some candy, some little chocolate things. And he went up there and it was like 3 or 4 ounces. It was like $3.50 something for this chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew's like, what a ripoff. He goes, I could have bought like a king size thing of M&Ms and it still would have given me more candy. I'm like, yeah, that's how candy works, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's expensive. The good stuff, more.
I used to be a big gum person, especially like in my car. I used to always keep gum in my car, except in the summer. But like every time I was in the car and I had to drive somewhere, I'd always pop in gum because I used to drive to and from work all the time. Mm-hmm. I used to have two jobs. I used to have to, you know, go to the mall and buy clothes, which I don't do anymore. So I used to go through a lot of gum, and I don't buy gum anymore. It's not worth it.
It used to be like a dollar a pack or 80 cents. Like a dollar bill would get you a pretty decent pack of gum.
Yeah, like I could get a pack of Trident, which came with a lot of pieces.
Yeah. Or like Winterfresh. Not the little 2-4 packs or whatever. The little 4-pack thing is used to, or 5-pack used to cost a quarter. Now I think they're almost like a dollar just for the 4.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy any of that stuff. I'm not a big candy person, so I really don't buy candy in general. When I do, it's always chocolate. And I typically get a big thing of chocolate from my family for Christmas every year. My brother buys me a bunch of like gourmet chocolate. Ooh. And not just like one or two bars. Like I'm talking a big gift bag full of just random cool chocolates. And those last me all year. It's June as of this recording, and I still have over half of what I had got from him this past Christmas.
There you go. That'll get you to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Huh, shout out to him on that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? What's another good one? Oh, you might know this because you have a son. Video games.
Yeah. They're not cheap. They're not cheap at all. I mean, I remember...
You guys can't see me, but I'm just shaking my head right now. I remember
back in the day, back in the day when a new game came out, it was like $50. Like when a new Xbox game or a new place. And that was expensive. You're like, man, that's high. But it's just because it was a new release. Mm-hmm. And then it was like $59.99. And then it was like $69.99. And I think now they're almost like $100.
Depending on the game.
For a freaking video game, man. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you talking like game console or PC?
Console. So like...
Console games cost more, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but like, you know... And the thing too, I don't even know if they do this anymore. They used to price them differently based on the system. So like... The PS5 was $59.99 and the PS4 was $49.99. It's like the older one was always cheaper. I don't think that applies now. I think they're all the same price. Like, I think if you have a PS4 and a PS5, they're all the same price.
I would not know that because I don't play all the other game consoles. I only play Switch because that's all I'm good at. That's all I want to play. But I feel like when there are new releases, so like Zelda, the Tears of the Kingdom, and there's always new Mario games coming mm-hmm. out. Those are expensive. And then they also sell, like what are they, like additional the expansion pack?
Yeah.
I feel like I always see Mario games for, like, $59.99 or $69.99.
Yeah, and they don't ever go on sale.
Not really, no. Once in a while, they might give you a percentage off.
Like Black Friday, you'll see
like,
them every day.
If I want to play a Mario game and I want it for cheaper, I typically go to like one of those resale stores like GameStop to see if they have a copy because they'll sell it for less than I would buy it for online.
Because like I remember when the first Zelda came out, the Breath of the Wind or whatever.
Wild.
Breath of the Wild, whatever. That one was like $59.99. And then you would, in the old days, you'd see the used one at GameStop for maybe $20-$25 cheaper. No, not that game. That game was always like $5 cheaper. It's like, well, why do I want to buy the used one? I can buy the new one. I don't think that thing ever went on sale until the new one came out. It's just one of those games. But that's also one of the best-selling games ever.
Mm-hmm. And, well, probably for good reason, too. There's a lot you can do in that game. My husband is big on PC games. So mm-hmm. he does, like, World of Warcraft and a couple other ones. And I know he doesn't pay. He bought the game forever ago. I don't know how much he originally paid for it, but 10 years ago, pricing was way different.
It's paid for itself.
Yeah, but I know he has to pay. He has like a membership to, I guess, World of Warcraft. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know the terminology, but it's like $30 a month. But he's able to like play in his guilds and he does his raids and he's able to like register around the world and blah, 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 blah. I don't really pay attention.
But that's still expensive, $30 a month?
Okay, yes. And I question that too. But if he were to play, Warhammer?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. If you took what he plays and how much he plays online versus someone who maybe played the same amount of time in a game like Warhammer, and they played like the actual like set with like pieces and cards and figurines and the books and everything, that is more expensive.
Really?
Because every time you want to expand or get a new set or new cards, you have to physically buy them. Versus Harrison, he just plays online for hours upon hours on end, and it never costs him anymore. No matter how much new stuff it's he's able to bucks. Win, it's every month the same amount of money. So it's cheaper for him because he plays so much to just do it online.
Video games.
Like, who's that famous hot guy? He has a weird name, but he's like the guy in Magic Mike, and in real life he's like a really big nerd, and he spends like hundreds of thousands of dollars on Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, is that the guy that's married to Sofia Vergara?
Mm-hmm. Mangiello?
Yeah, it's like Mangiello or something.
Mangiello. Mangiello. Oh, God. If he ever heard this, I'm so sorry.
Hold on. Now I got to look him up. Manganiello?
I think it's Manganiello. I think it's Manganiello.
Okay. Well, he plays a lot of Dungeons and Dragons?
One of those games. If it's not Dungeons and Dragons, it's something very similar to that. But he has spent a lot of money. He got like this huge custom table made, and he invites friends from all over the world to come play with him. Yes, he is a big nerd.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. That's his big hobby.
And
he doesn't hide it.
Here's another one. Little Debbie snack cakes.
I can't eat those anymore.
It says $3 for a zebra cake. Yeah, you remember the whole, like, when we were little, that's what mom would put in the lunch bag. Like,
God.
But I mean, you know, but that's because mom could buy like a 12 pack of like the little Star Crunch things or the little oatmeal things for like $1 or $1.50, mm-hmm. whatever. She could buy a whole box of them. Now a whole box of them is like $3 or $4.
Yeah, I understand why my mom bought it. And I'm not saying I didn't like them at the time, but I just ate so much of them that I can't eat them anymore.
I know, but you just think about it now and you're like, it's $4.
That includes, like oatmeal cream pies, honey buns, what else? Like the little donuts, zebra cakes, the ho-hos, the Christmas tree ones that came out at Christmas. Oh, yeah,
the Christmas tree ones.
And everyone's favorite, the cosmic brownie.
Okay, so I had a cosmic brownie probably 3 or 4 years ago. Man, that thing tastes like brown chalk.
They're not great. I feel like they've gotten worse and they've gotten smaller.
And they're so dense.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little bricks, but they taste so chalky. I think we bought some for Andrew and Andrew didn't like it. And I was like, I'm going to eat one. And I was like, oh, why did we ever eat this?
Because we were little kids who didn't know better.
But they were so dense. I mean, it wasn't that big, granted, but they were so dense. And I was like, I can't imagine eating these every day. I'd eat one every day after school, you know, or after dinner or something. But there's like these little dense bricks that taste like, they don't taste like chocolate at all. It's almost, they almost taste like that workout chocolate, you know, like in the protein shakes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I think let's end it on chips.
Oh, yeah. I was just at the store and I didn't buy chips because I was mad at how expensive the chips were.
They were like, okay, so you know the packs, like the variety packs, mm-hmm. the one that has like 15 of them in it. So we had to do, Andrew's in sports. So it's like, hey, it's my turn to, you know, it's Andrew's week to buy snacks. So we bought chips and cookies or something. But I'm like, go get a thing of chips. Go get the little box of chips, 15 of them, 20 of them, whatever. It was like $15 for that thing of chips. And I'm like, it's like $1 for those little bags. So, mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever see them at the grocery store, but they still sell them in the little bags individually.
Mm-hmm.
And they now they're like $2 for $1.25 or $2 for $1.50. They used to be $4 for $1.
Oh my gosh.
When we were little and my mom would take us to the store and it's like, oh, pick out your chips for the week or pick out the chips for your lunch. And there were $4 for $1. And I think by then I was the only one still in school. I think my brother and sister had already graduated. So it's like I would buy, I think, $2 worth, and I'd have eight. And it's like, okay, I got one for each day, and then I got three snacks. But it was $2 for eight of them. And now it's like $1.59 for two of them. So when I bought that big box of chips, I almost hit the damn floor. That, and then it's like, oh, we got to, for the, you know, for the football team, we got to get that. We got to get some cookies. We got to get some Gatorades. Dude, we're like $40 into this for like eight kids for a snack. For a snack.
Yeah.
For eight kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $5 snack. What is it?
$5 foot long.
I know, but I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you would go to Sonic or something. And it's like, oh, I can get a half price drink and I can get me a corny dog for like $1.50.
You would be better off, now that I bring that up, going to Subway, buy like 3 foot long subs that are $5 each and just cut them up and give them
pieces. But they're not $5 anymore either.
They don't have that anymore? No. I don't eat at Subway, so I don't They're know.
$5 anymore.
They're that like, was like their whole thing, like the commercial.
The value one at Subway, I think now is like $7 or $8.
And Subway sucks.
Yeah, it's...
Ugh.
I mean, it's all horribly expensive.
I hate when I go to the store and I want like a bag of chips, nothing fancy, like even Lay's. And then you buy your bag... And it's already like $4 or $5 for one bag of plain potato chips. And then I open the bag and it's, you know, the chips only come up maybe halfway, if that. It's not even, I know they have to keep air at the top for whatever reasons, but I feel like there used to be more in the bag too. Like that, I feel like I'm getting such less in the normal size bags.
You get less and then you have more that are like broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have fragments. You have less, like Andrew. I got Andrew some Funyuns the other day at the store, and it was like that. The bag was half full, and it was only. And he's like, "All right, Dad, I don't want any more." He goes, "These are just pieces." It was like half of the bag was fragments.
Yep. Like, the only chips I buy now are tortilla chips because I'll make my own salsa, and there's only one brand that I've found that's like less than $2 for a bag, and they're not the best, but I always buy those because.
Yeah, because they're cheap.
They're affordable.
The only chip that is still a pretty good value that really hasn't changed in size is Pringles.
Yep.
Pringles are the little container is still the same size. The price has gone up. You could buy a whole thing of Pringles for $1 before, and now they're like $2, $1.89. But you're getting the same Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting like there's not a bunch of air. It's
Pringles. I think Pringles have stayed the same, like consistent in like their flavor and their qualities.
Yeah, there's a few little tidbits out there. So.
Now I feel poor.
I mean, if you go to the store and buy stuff, you're going to be poor.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on going to the grocery store. You know what $100 buys you now?
Not a lot.
God, you'll walk in and do you do that? You go to the grocery store and then you spend $100 and you're leaving and you're like, I remember $100 would buy me food for like weeks.
Mm-hmm. I buy a lot of like fresh vegetables and salad stuff, which mm-hmm. I know could be cheaper, but like that stuff doesn't rack up my bill. What racks up my bill is cheese and butter and God forbid I want, you know, peanut butter or cereal. God, you know,
that's another one on the list. Cereal and butter.
I've learned to cook and like I don't get frozen food anymore. Like we went over frozen pizza. I buy frozen like regular vegetables because I can get like a bag for $1, but I don't get frozen lasagna. I don't get frozen chicken. No. I don't buy any of that because it's so crazy expensive.
Because you can make it, you can buy it and freeze it your own dang self.
That's what I do.
And it's still cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would say that there was something joy to this conversation, but I don't find any joy in this one.
Me neither.
So. Well,
now I don't want to go to the store ever again.
I don't want to eat.
I don't want to eat either. I'm going to go eat some ramen after this because that's all I feel like eating.
Let's not even get into ramen. We all grew up on ramen. Anybody that's been a broke high school, college kid grew up on ramen. That stuff's not even cheap anymore.
It's still the cheapest, though.
But it's, I don't know. Oh. No.
Okay, we'll stop talking.
That's going to wrap up poor people talk.
Yeah.
I'm not as rich as I thought I was, talk.
Yeah.
There it goes. Well, that's going to wrap that one up. Episode 13. Unlucky 13. See, the number just brought the whole episode down.
There you go. Yeah, it did.
So, well, thanks for listening, guys. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here,
hey.
Let's shout out to Wavespace Audio for the music and to Young Ideas Dish for their continued support. Check them out for your Google and Dish Network needs.
We'll see you guys next time.
Laters.
Bye.